Friday the 17th of April, Isfu Chag Kof Gimel Nissen, Rabbi Gershon Weingarten, Perspectives on Parsha Shemini.
Good morning to all of you, Zula. The Medrash in this week's Sedra talks about the fact that Klal Yisrael got the mitzvahs, about what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat, Zoysachar Shatoichu, all the things that you're not allowed to eat. The Medrash says like this, Omer of Tanchuma Bar Chaniloi, this can be compared to a doctor, Shenichnas Levakish Necholim. He came in to check on two Cholim. Echad Lechaim, one he saw, from looking at him, was destined to live. The Echad Lemisa, and the other one he saw, was gone. Omar Lozeh Shulchaim, to the one that he saw had a chance to live, he said, Zeh Teuchal, this you may eat, Vezeh Le Teuchal, but this not. The Shehine Lechaim, but the one he saw, that was going to die. Omar, he said, call the boy, anything that he wants, however he can give him. Whatever he wants this, give him this, whatever he asks for, it's fine. Kach, similarly, umas oilam de goyim she'inon l'chayo elam abo, that are not destined to get the chayo elam abo. Ksiv bohem, about them it says, ki yerek esev nosati lochem iskel. They can eat everything, just like you can eat carrots, like you can eat potatoes, everything. Avul Yisrael, but the Yidin Shem Lechayel HaMabo, that are destined to get to Chayel HaMabo, about them it says, Zois HaChayel Shatoichu, this is what you're allowed to eat. So we have the Goyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really care what they eat, what they don't eat, and we have the Yidin, that he does care. Sounds very nice, it sounds very good. The problem here is, that the Medrash, if you think about it, is a pele. We're talking about mitzvahs here. Klal Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to them, here's the Torah, would you like it? They said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we'll have it. You don't have to explain why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them a group of mitzvahs about what you're allowed to eat and what you're not allowed to eat, and why the Goyim didn't get this group of mitzvahs. The reason is because the Goyim didn't want the Torah, the Yidin did get the Torah. You don't need the Medrash to explain to you, you know why Yidin are mechuyav to put on tefillin and Goyim not, or why Yidin have a mitzvah of sukkah or matzah and Goyim don't. Right, that's it. We have the Torah, they don't. If you want to explain to me the chashivas of the mitzvahs of chveis, of what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat, and you want to tell me the reason is because they're bad for you and they're metam to mesalev and they'll stop you getting to your rabot, fine, I can hear that. That's good. But to tell me the reason why you didn't have it is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about what they eat, because they have in them a simen chaim, and the goyim don't have it because they don't, you don't need to explain why goyim don't have it. Rabbeinu Bachai brings down this medrash, and he seems to learn that it applies to all mitzvahs. In other words, the mitzvahs, the Isurei Achila here, Macholos Asuris, about the Chayas, the Behemoths, you're allowed to eat, not allowed to eat, there's only a Moshel. Really, the medrash is giving you an explanation why all the mitzvahs were given to the Yidin and were not given to the Goy. In which case, the Kasha is even stronger. The medrash is telling us, you know why Hashem gave all the mitzvahs to the Yidin? It's because they're Mezum and Lechayel HaMabah. And Goyim didn't get all the mitzvahs because they're not. That's not the reason. The reason is because Yidin took in the Goyim didn't. The Goyim rejected it. What's Bechal the Kavani? There's another Nekud in the Medrash. That the Medrash says, why did the Yidin get all these mitzvahs? Yisrael Shehem Lechai Olam Abo. The Yidin are Lechai Olam Abo. So because the Yidin are Lechai Olam Abo, that's why Hashem gave them plenty of mitzvahs. Mashenk in the Goyim, that are not Lechayel Mabo, didn't get the mitzvahs. Our Seichel says it goes the other way around. If you do mitzvahs, then you get Lechayel Mabo. If you don't do mitzvahs, then you won't get there. So let's take stock. The Eden have got the mitzvahs because they're getting Lechayel Mabo. Which way around does it go? If the Eden do mitzvahs, they'll get Lechayel Mabo. What happens if you give all these mitzvahs to the Goyim and they do them? They'd also get Lechayel Mabo, presumably. So what type of reason is this? The Eden go to Lechayel Mabo so they get mitzvahs. And the Goyim don't, so they don't. It's upside down. Bechal doesn't stack up. We see in the Medrash and Akuda that Yidin, even before they start doing mitzvahs, before anything happens, before you wake up in the morning, Yisrael, Shehem, Lechai, Olam Abba. Yidin have a readiness, they're prepared for Chai, Olam Abba. Mashenkin, the Goyim are not. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Rachmana Litzlon, if a child dies even before it has a chance to do any mitzvahs, this child goes to Olam Haba. And the Mefarshim say, you see clearly, well, didn't do anything to deserve it. How does this child get to Olam Haba? Bal Mekor Koch. Yidin, Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lehem Chelek Goylem Abo. Without doing anything. Yidin Be'etzem Amuzumen Lechaylem Abo. What the Medrash is saying. Let's understand a little bit, Beis Hashem, where this comes from. There's a very interesting Medrash in Eicha. The Medrash is on the Pasuk of Ani HaGever. Ani HaGever Ro Aoni B'Shevet Tevrosen. The Medrash says like this. The Novi sort of lamenting and saying how much bad he brought upon himself. Moshe Lamelech, a Moshe to a king, Shukas al Matroina, that was angry with his wife. V'doch hafon, he pushed her by Tzia Chutz Lepaltin. He sent her out the palace, off you go. Holcha, she went. The Tzimtzum upon her, and she hid Achar Amud behind up the pillar on the way out. She hid there. Nimta HaMelech over, the king was going past, V'roi Oisei, and he sees her. Omar lo, he says to her, Kshis Apoch, Yom Chutzuf, I sent you out. He's still here. Omar lo, she said to him like this, Adoni HaMelech, my master the king, Kach Yofeli, is this the right way to behave to me? V'kach Noe, V'kach Roeli, is this correct? Shilei Kiblo Oisach Isha Acheres, no other woman wanted to marry Elani, only me. So even if I misbehaved, I didn't do exactly what you wanted. But remember, you had no other choice. I was the only one that was masculine. Omar lo, he said to her, no. Anihu, it was Misha Posalti Kol Anoshim Bavurcha. I rejected all other proposals of marriage just for you. Not you did me the favor, I did you the favor. Omar lo, she says to him, really? Imkein, if so, lomo nechnasto lomovi ploini? Why did you go down that street? Or lechotza ploini into that area? Or lemokim ploini into that place? Loibish v'lisha plenis, wasn't it to try and marry Mrs. So-and-so, v'likiblo isach, and she didn't want you? That's the end of the Moshe. What's the Nimshon? Kach Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem said to the Eden, at the time of the Churban, Akshisan Apeichon, Yom Chutzafim. Omu Refanuk, so the Eden said, Rebbeinu Shalom, Kach Yofelonu, v'kach Noelonu, v'kach Hogelonu, is this the right thing to do to us? Shalei kiblo Oma Acheres Teroska Elo Ani, we were the only ones that accepted your Torah. Good, we didn't keep it me'achuz like we should have. But don't forget, take stock, look in the whole picture. The rest of the chevra didn't want it b'chal, and we took it. So be mitchashev with that. Take that into account. Omar lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, no. Anihu it's misha pasalti, kolo umis bishvilchem. I passed all the other nations because of you. It's not true. It's not true that you accepted it, and not the other nations. I passed all the other nations. Omrulay, so we said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imkein, if so, Loma Echzarta Teroscha Lo'umis V'loi Kibluo. Why did you go around offering it? The Sanya B'tchila Nigdal B'nei Esav, very famous Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to B'nei Esav, Ha'ud Echsev, V'yem HaShem M'sinai, Bo'av HaZarach M'sei Lomoy. He went to Esav, he went to Sev, V'loi Kibluo. They didn't want it. Ulebesoif echzir al Yisrael, the end of the day he came to Yidin v'kiblo and they took it. It says, V'asem Arubu v'izkedish v'vino yesh doz lomay. Kol ha-shadib ha-shem na'aseh v'nishma. So you have this type of, what should we call it? Shavayoch v'vikuach, HaKadosh Baruch from the Yidin, who, HaKadosh Baruch says, I rejected all the other nations and I gave you the Torah. The Yidin say, no, you went around to offer it around. And they said, no, and they said, in the end of the day he came to us and we took it. Very weird, very strange. What's the, I'm trying to shtickle what I understand here, just a ma'at. It's a very, the Medrash needs a biurachov. Let's take a model from the way the year is constructed. We just had Pesach, and then comes Shavuos. The Gemara says that the three Moedim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, there is a Seder to the Moedim. Where does the Gemara say it? The Gemara talks about a person that made a neder to bring a korban. So there's a din of Bal Ta'achir. After three Moedim passed, the Gemara says he's over Bal Ta'achir. He has three Moedim to bring it. So, but the Gemara says, according to one Shita, that the Moedim have to be Kesidron. The three Moedim have to be according to the correct order of the Moedim. What does that mean? That means like this. If a fellow in the summer holidays decided he made a neder, Harei Alai Oila, how long does he have to bring it? So the first moed he's going to meet is Sukkos. But that doesn't count, because that's not Kesidra. The first moed that counts is Pesach, then Shavuos, and then Sukkot. So he has a year and a couple of months to bring his korban, because the seder, the correct seder, Moedim, number one is Pesach, number two is Shavuos, number three is Sukkot. The reason that that is so is quite obvious. Pesach is the first one. That's when we became, that's when everything started. That's when we came our Mitzrayim. Before then there was nothing doing. Everything starts with Pesach. Then we move into Kabbalah Sater Shavuos. And finally, Sukkot is Madrigo of Tshuva, after Tshuva and after Echet, and that's the top. But it starts with Pesach. The Torah also says in Ukos HaShchodesh, the Torah says Pesach is Keneged Avrom, Shavuos is Keneged Yitzchak, Sukkot is Keneged Yaakov. Again, you see this idea here of Pesach being the first one, then comes Shavuos, then comes Sukkot. Shavuos is Kabbalah Sater, and we know that what makes Klal Yisrael into Klal Yisrael is only that. It's only Torah. That's what the definition of Klal Yisrael is, that the nation that has the Torah. Rav Haigon writes, "Ein umoseinu umo ela b'Torah." What makes us into a national entity, what makes Yiddishkeit? What's Eden? Eden is Torah. That's what it goes together. There's nothing else. There's no other value or anything else that forms the core of Yiddishkeit. Torah is at the core of Yiddishkeit. But we know that Pesach came before Shavuos. There was something that happened to us before Kabbalah Sater. It didn't start with Hashem coming along and saying, "Would you like the Torah?" And we said, "Nasa v'nishma." It was 7-8 weeks beforehand. What happened then? If we'll take the words of the Torah itself that says Pesach Keneged Avraham, what did Avraham Avinu do? Avraham Avinu was the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Ve'etno brisi b'ni u'b'necha. Avraham Avinu, whenever we bring a child into Bris Milah, we say, the father says, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivonu l'achnisei b'brisi shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the Baal HaBris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Avraham Avinu. He made, we'll soon see how to translate, bris. He made a bris with him, and we are all part of that bris. And we'll see that Pesach, in the yearly cycle, is when we the rebirth, the chizuk, when we go through that bris once again, before we get to Kabbalah Sater. I think on the Pasuk Va'etno is Brisi, Rashi says, Bris Shel Ahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bris Shel Ahava with Avraham Avinu. The Bris Milah that we do, and that every child has, is a Bris Shel Ahava. Ahava, the Rishonim say, has a numerical value of 13, which is exactly the same as the Ikrim says, the Rishonim says, it's the same as Echad. Echad and Ahava share the same numerical value. The type of Ahava is Achdus, is oneness. When it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Avraham Avinu a Bris Shel Ahava, it means, this I heard from Moshe Shapiro, he said, the word bris is related to the word brias. Bris means to be recreated as one. When two parties make a bris, the pshat is, it's normally translated as covenant. Covenant doesn't do justice to the word bris. Bris means that these two entities now, kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with us, are one. Are one to the point that we're inseparable afterwards. Like if you take flour and water, you bake it, it becomes bread. You can't break it down to its core elements again. You can't get the water and the flour again. That's it. If you made it, it's there. It's one now. In the same way, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the bris with Avraham Avinu and with his children, it's one. This is something which cannot be undone afterwards. That's the takeoff of a bris. A bris shel Ahava. A bris shel Ahava is a bris of oneness. We recreated kaviyochel as one. We are now one entity. And obviously it's a commitment. It means a commitment on our part. Commitment on our part to be there, kaviyochel, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think we've explained this here once before. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochel, says to us that he will treat us differently as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he'll treat us on a much more personal basis, as the Ramban says, Le'yu tachas mancheles kecho v'mazel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treat us like his own because we are his own. That's the two sides of the bris, and that's the oneness. Before we get to Kabbalah Sater, there's a bris. There's a bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Avraham Avinu and sets up a bris with him HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu walk together from now. On top of that foundation, you can now build Kabbalah Satera. You can now say to these people, would you like to accept the Torah? But the Torah, underneath, as a foundation to accepting the Torah, there's a bris. A bris means we're one. We're one, we're here for each other. It's not just a case of, here, I have a bunch of laws. Would you like to accept them? And they say, they look very good. Kofale makigis, whatever it is. And they took them. We took them as people, as a people that are one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we accepted the Torah. Kabbalah Satera has within it a flavor of being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something we took it as an outside party, as a third party. We took it as being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. And for that reason, Pesach comes before Shavuos. Klal Yisrael, before they accepted the Torah, what happened? What happened to the Eden on Pesach? Of course, they went out of Mitzrayim. What did they do? They did two things. Dam Pesach, Dam Mila. The first thing had to be is a bris. And the Mephoshim explained that Dam Pesach has a lot of similarities to the Indian of bris. It's noteworthy that the only two mitzvahs I say that carry a onus of chorus, a penalty of chorus, are Pesach and Mila. Because they're so fundamental to Yiddishkeit that a person that doesn't have them is just not in, it's just out of the plot. A person that doesn't have a bris Mila, the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu will sit at the front door together. This means that L'chor, what it means is at the time when there's a choice for a person to go to Olam Haba, Tchis HaMesim, or not. That's the two options that will be available then. And Avraham Avinu will sit at the door to Gehenna, and anyone that comes there with a bris, Avraham Avinu will not allow him. Such is the tokef of the bris. This is talking about a person that Bezen Shomal or Paskindi should go to Gehenna. He's obviously a person that didn't behave himself. He's a Rosh. He didn't keep the mitzvahs. But since he wasn't makalkal the basic level of bris, of being, wanting to be a Yid, of being there for Kadosh Baruch Hu, he messed it up along the way. He didn't do what he was supposed to. But the basic level of bris was left intact. Such a person doesn't go together. Avraham Avinu pulls him out. Avraham Avinu is the Baal HaBris. He's the one that Kadosh Baruch Hu made the bris with him. And that oneness, that being together with Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, if you like, stands on that, and anyone that his children and still relates to that level of oneness, he won't allow him to go to Gehenna. That's the bris, and on top of that, there's Kabbalah Satera. So Klal Yisrael, at the time of Yitzis Mitzrayim, they did Dam Pesach, they did Dam Mila, they became part of the bris, and after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out. That was the schus, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, that enabled them to get out. And 7 weeks down the line, then comes Matan Torah. Just to point out that nowadays when we do the bris, bris mila, the Rambam writes that we shouldn't understand, you know, the reason why we do bris mila is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, you're mechuyav to do bris mila. No. The reason why we do bris mila nowadays, says the Rambam, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai that there's a mitzvah of bris mila. We shouldn't understand that nowadays, Ke'ilu, there's a Torah, and before the Torah there's another mitzvah called Bris Mila. Bris Mila is a chana for Torah, which it is. Bris Mila nowadays is part of Torah. Everything that we do nowadays, the Rama talks about all the mitzvahs that were there before Matan Torah, which we still do nowadays, but we do them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So even though it's true that Avraham Avinu's Bris was done before Torah, there was no Torah yet, and Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim did the bris also before Torah. And when we do a bris, we're doing the same bris as Avraham Avinu, like we say in the Bracha, like when you say the bris is Avraham Avinu. But the bris that we do nowadays is because it's one of the Torah mitzvahs. That's just for the sake of clarity. We do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. That's one of our mitzvahs. But within the framework of Torah, this is a fundamental. The bris that we have is a fundamental. This bris is what the chori, what the medrash means when the medrash says that Klal Yisrael have achanu to Olam Haba. When the medrash says that the Yidden, you know why the Yidden got the mitzvahs? It's because they are lechay Olam Haba and the goyim are not. The medrash is saying this nekuda. The Yidden have achanu to Olam Haba because they're Baalei Bris. Baalei Bris, they walk with Hashem. Even before we talk about Pratim, exactly what you have to do, what you're not supposed to do. Before that, there's an akuda that Klal Yisrael are one with Hashem. The Ramban says in Parshas Vayeskalon that a Yid has, the skula has the ability to say within him, either I will be a Yid or I will die. If a goy comes to Yid and says, Lech Tavid Avodah Zorah, a Yid has the ability, the Ramban says, that's the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us. A Yid has this innate ability, born into him because of the Madrega of the others, that he walks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even before you get to mitzvahs, this is supposed to do, that you're not supposed to do. There's a oneness, there's a walking with Hashem. This is the Nakuda that the doctor came in and he saw that this Chola has within him Simon Echaim. He looks like he's going to live. The other Chola he saw, no, he's a lost case, he's going to die. A Yid has within him a chiyus. Even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the details of the mitzvahs, the Yid has a chiyus, the Yid has the chiyus of the bris. That's what the Yid has. And that takes him to Olam HaBa, like we saw by the baby. The baby that dies goes to Olam HaBa. What did it do? Never did anything. Yeah. But he's part of the bris. He's part of Klal Yisrael. He goes to Olam HaBa. Mashenkin Negoim HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw nothing doing over there. They're not part of the bris. They're not Bali bris. They didn't put themselves out like Avraham Avinu did to make a bris, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. So he didn't give them the mitzvahs. If we go back to the Medrash in Eicha, we can at least understand a little bit of what the two tzadim are. The Yidin said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we accepted the Torah. All the other goyim rejected it. You went to Esav, they didn't want it. You went to Ishmael and they didn't want it. So take that into account. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Yusha Pasalti Eskol Umis Bishulchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I made the bris. Asher bachata ba'Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram and he made a bris with him. That making a bris with Avram Avinu is pasalti eskol ha'umis. A bris with him and everybody else is excluded. Pasalti eskol ha'umis, the fact that the goyim turned around afterwards and said no, they had a choice, they could have said yes, but they didn't really have the same choice. They, in their situation at the time, there wasn't really a good way they were going to say yes. Because mechtesa, what they should accept Torah, that if you like, a disinterested or uninterested party, mechtesa, why should they accept the Torah? They had the choice, they could have said yes, they can't come with tainas afterwards. The Maral goes so far as to say that this chazal that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered it to Esav and offered it to Yishmael, they didn't even say no. That is, be'etzem, they were not masugal to accept the Torah. As they state to Maral, they were masugal to accept the Torah, these chavra. Goyim are not masugal to have it. The way the Medrash writes it here, it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered it to them and they said no. Either way, the Yidin were mesugal to accept it because they barely bris and the goyim not. So the Yidin say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we accept it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, you accepted it, but that's all built on the fact that I made the bris with you. And because the bris, that's my doing. So I knew you're supposed to have this call always. It's a shtick of Havon in the Vikuach over here. The Tashbat was asked, what's the pshat? The Shoyl writes to him that Chometz on Pesach has such a tremendous chumah. Chometz on Pesach is also b'mashu, there's no din of bittul, could be even nice in town, mifgam is also very uncharacteristic of all these surim, macholos and surim in the Torah. Very, very chomer. What's the, why is it, it's an exception to the rule. What's the pshat? So Tashbat wrote back, he said like this. Chometz, he said, is meramus to the Yitzhara. Matzah is meramus to the Yitzhara. He says, Yitzhara, not at all. Not even b'mashu, ain't a bottle, nice and time we've come. The basis for the chomer of the Issa Chometz, the tremendous stringency that there is on Pesach, is because Chometz is a remez, is a symbolic of the Yetzirah, and you don't want it at all. No, not at all, not even the minutest part, nothing. Fine, sounds good. The problem is that we well know that the Yetzirah is a very important character in our lives. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, Vayara came as Kala Shalasa v'inei toiv mo'id, the Medrash v'inei toiv zo yitzotoiv, v'inei toiv mo'id zo yitzorah. The yitzorah is even better than the yitzotoiv. As you state, v'inei toiv zo yitzotoiv, toiv mo'id zo yitzorah. What's the pshat? Mephoroshim say that the yitzorah takes care of the basic jobs in life without which life would cease to exist. If a person wouldn't have a drive to eat, a person wouldn't eat. And most people, or a lot of people, just simply wouldn't make it. What gets us hungry, what makes us interested in food and keeps us well fed that we should live, the Yetzara. The drive, that's a physical drive, has no spiritual content. The person can infuse it with spiritual content, but on the basic level, what causes a person to get married? Yetzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Yetzara, the Mephoroshim say, in charge of the jobs that are basic on a physical level, basic to existence. Because if a person, every time he would sit down, he would sort of know that it's 12 o'clock, it's time to eat lunch, he would have a whole discussion with himself, should I guess eat lunch, should I lunch, you know? It's kedai to eat lunch because you'll have koach, maybe not, you know, I can't be bothered, so he won't eat lunch. Comes to supper time, the same thing. He certainly won't function at optimal level because he won't have enough fuel in the system, and people would die. People would die. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yetzara these jobs and says, you take care of these things that just have to happen for the world to continue to exist. So what does the Tashvat mean that the Yetzara is no good? We don't want any Yetzara at all. I understand the Yetzar Tov is the main one, and the Yetzara is really ancillary. Okay, he's an outsider, he's secondary, but to say that we don't want any Yetzara at all, we need the Yetzara. Not even a drop of chametz. But the Chodesh Pshat is like this, according to what we said. On Pesach is the Madrega of Bris. On Pesach is the Chizuk of the Bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Kal Yisrael originally, and it happens again every year. On the Madrega of Bris, when we're talking about making that oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, re-experiencing it and being mechazik it within ourselves to take it to a new level, over there can't be any Yitzhak. On that level, on the level of Bris, which is the core level of every Yid, there's not allowed to be any Yitzhak at all. On the level of Achdus, on the level of Ahava, let's talk about it in terms of loyalty. If somebody says, this Mr. So-and-so, tremendous Baal Chesed, 95% of the time is doing chesed. Is that a good recommendation for somebody? Tremendous, excellent. What about the other 5%? Okay, so 95% is pretty good. What happens if somebody says, this person is 95% loyal? What about the other 5%? You can't be 95% loyal. Loyalty is either 100% or it's not good loyalty. It can't be 95%, it's just not good enough. On the level of Achdus, on the level of walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the level of being able to say, either I'll be Yid or I won't be, or Yehudi or Yitzolov, on that level, on the level of Bris, there's no room for Psharas. There you can't have any Yetzara mixed in there as well. There the Yetzara, even a Mashu is possible. Tremendous Chemer. That core, that inside piece there has to be clean in Gans and has to be completely clean. That has to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yetzara, yeah, he comes in at a later stage. He comes in on the practical level, you need to get a person to eat, you need to get a person to live, okay. That's where we bring in the Yetzara, but the Yetzara is limited to the outside level. Practical, to get a person to do what he needs to do, that's where Yetzara is. But on the inside, there he has no business there. That's the quality of the Bris that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a oneness, as being recreated as one through Pesach, on the way to getting to Kabbalah Sotera at Shavuos, where we have, as the Medrash says, a Hachana. We are, after going through Pesach, we have an inborn and inbuilt Hachana to Kabbalah Sotera. We're not coming as outsiders. We were given the choice. But when we said Nasa V'Nishma, we said Nasa V'Nishma as insiders. We will be Zoicha to take the Bris with us and to do our Chana as the 7 weeks of Sphira, and to get to Kabbalah Sotera and be able to say Nasa V'Nishma again.